This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of coronavirus that has killed 81 people. Mr. Trump offered his support Monday in a tweet. Meanwhile, China is expanding its sweeping efforts to contain the disease. The outbreak is taking a toll on global tourism. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
With tens of millions of Chinese ordered to stay put and many others opting to avoid travel as the new coronavirus spreads, tourism around the globe, and particularly in Asia, is taking a heavy hit during one of the biggest travel seasons, the Lunar New Year. China has now extended the week-long holiday by an extra 3 days to February 2 to help prevent the epidemic from spreading further, while in Thailand, a favourite tropical destination for Lunar New Year travel, officials estimate potential lost revenue to be at about $1.6 billion. Other China neighbours are feeling the impact too. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Public mourning has started, and so has the investigation into the helicopter crash near Los Angeles that killed retired NBR star Kobe Bryant at age 41. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Outside the Staples Center,
Kobe Bryant's given me some of the best memories of my life.
Fans like Chris Ramirez were leaving flowers, basketballs, basketball shoes, and lots of Kobe Bryant jerseys.
He gave us everything he had, and at the very least, I got to come here and respect the man. Not just him, the other people who died.
Bryant's 13-year-old daughter and seven others were also killed. Aviation safety expert John Fox says the helicopter that crashed has a good track record. He was asked about fog in the area that morning.
It was clear that the pilot could see the roads below him, both the 101, the 118, and the 5.
Fox says this investigation will take time. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on this and other stories, you can visit us online, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.